Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Power Your Life Radio Show with host and success doc, Joanne White. Author, speaker, and certified coach, Doc White gets to the heart of what matters most. She features guests and experts to help you consciously create more success, health, and well-being in every area of your life, work, and relationships. They'll share their success stories, wisdom, and know-how to shine more light onto your day and into your life. Power your life right now. Here's Joanne White.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Power Your Life. And I'm really excited to be here, and I'm really excited about my guest today because I've actually met Jason Morgan Taylor and had the privilege of actually sitting in on a class of his, and he's amazing, and it was lots of fun. And Jason and I were just talking before the show. We like to do that sometimes. And we were talking about spontaneity, and spontaneity is really so important in life. We have so many schedules. We have so many places we have to be and things that we have to do, and oftentimes our life is scripted. But today we're going to take a look at kind of getting out of something that most people don't even know what we're going to be talking about when I say human-centric thinking. And I was telling Jason just a few moments ago that I looked up human-centric thinking. What does that mean? Who are we? How do we think? And lo and behold, I couldn't find anything about that. So Jason's really going to help us with that. He's an internationally renowned creator of quantum energetics and evolutionary energetics, and a pioneer in both. And he is one of the most innovative and talented energy masters of our time, part mystic, part alchemist. He's an evolved energetic soul able to access the magnificently evolved energies of the evolved human future. Jason can do almost anything with energy to heal, change, transform, and empower a person. His teachings are cutting edge and powerful, and his private work and masterclasses push out beyond human-centric boundaries and evolve beyond the 3D form on fast forward. He brings people to their highest level of energetic evolution in their lifetime, and that's this lifetime. And Jason specializes in working with people on advanced paths of consciousness and spirituality. And he also works with professionals from world-class spiritual personalities to private practitioners. And as I said, I've had the opportunity to actually work with Jason privately and also take that class, as I said, and it was a lot of fun. And it takes you and your brain, actually your whole you, to the next, maybe more than the next level, Jason. What do you say? Beyond and beyond. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I'm excited to have you on my show today. So let's just
Thank you so much.
Well, it's going to be great. Let's just jump into something, because I talked initially about human-centric thinking, and if I were to poll a lot of our listeners today, they would not really know what it is, and it's not their fault. It's something that we probably do. We do as humans all the time, but we're probably a little bit confused about what that means. So can you enlighten us a little bit?
I'll be happy to. It's really a very simple concept that has tremendously profound implications. Human-centric thinking is the human mind, the human brain, and the human species. We have intelligence and conceptual abilities. We have an intellect. And it has a limitation. We are only so smart. If you look at individual people, everyone has their separate IQ, their separate abilities, their separate creativity. And if we were to take some kind of a, if we were to unroll, imagine we had, for whatever reason, a fire hose all rolled up, and we rolled this thing out, it would eventually unroll and stop. That is the extent of human brain, that we are only so smart, we are only so conceptual. Our intelligence ends at a certain point. So human-centric thinking begins by us having a limitation on how smart we are. There's nothing negative about it. This is just as far as we've evolved. However, if you could imagine a civilization that's 2 or 3 million years more advanced than we are, their concepts, their minds, the way that they think, would unroll probably a lot further than ours. And the thing about humanity is we tend to think that whatever we believe or whatever we know is reality. We think that we understand the universe. We think we understand, you know, how things work. When in reality, we understand to the limit of our intelligence, and the universe and the intelligences of it are far exceeding ours. Does that begin to explain it?
It does. There's so much more that comes up with that. So oftentimes people say, well, actually we have an infinite amount of abilities within our brains, but we only use a little piece of it. But what you're saying is that even if we're only using a little piece of our intelligence, that it still has limitations. So I have a question, and that is...
No, actually there's a second half of what I would say. So let me address that. Is that okay?
Sure, go ahead.
Everyone knows that we have... that we can only access some of our brain. And if we put that into a category, that's the human-centric part of it, that we are limited. We have, our brains are like this magnificent supercomputer. And at this point in our history and in our intellectual and conceptual development, we can only access that one-tenth of it. That the other nine-tenths of it are ready to evolve. We haven't evolved yet, actually, to be able to grow into and use our own brain. So human-centric thinking is conceptual at this point. However, we do have a mechanism to evolve beautifully, which means that we evolve our brain, which means that we start to utilize the energies of 2012, 2013, which are lifting the consciousness of the planet in delightful, wonderful, amazingly powerful ways. And by being able to energetically interact with these energies, we can start stimulating and evolving our brain to take us to the next level.
You know, I think that's very important. And you and I are very familiar with energies. We both work with energy differently, but we both work with energy, and we know how powerful it is. But can you tell people how they can evolve energetically? Because we're using that term, but what does that mean for them, for people who are tuning in the first time? And I just want to tell folks, we're talking to Jason Morgan Taylor, Breaking Through Human-Centric Thinking, and the call-in number is 805-285-9790.
In my work, I've isolated, and for a very long time, the New Age and religion, what's basically the New Age, has been focused on evolving spiritually and consciously. And I realized a few years ago, or maybe a couple of years ago, that that's really good. But in order for the whole species to evolve, we have to evolve on more levels than just that. And I isolated it out to 11 levels. And it starts with our physical bodies, our physical parts, going into our abstract. So if I can step back one bit, throughout human history, there have been incidences such as 2012 and 13 all the way along. So imagine back in Stone Age, the consciousness of the planet suddenly shifted to a higher frequency, higher elements, higher powers of consciousness, which stimulated and started to help early human beings to evolve. Same thing is happening now. If you look through history, through Stone Age to Iron Age, through Dark Ages, medieval times, enlightenment, going right up to industrial revolution, technology age, even now the energetic age and spiritual age, I mean the new age, there have been shifts from the universe that have allowed the consciousness of the planet to take a higher jump so that we could react and respond to that. So what's happening in 2012 is in 13 is important for my work because things have changed. The consciousness of the planet has risen to such a degree that those who can feel it can start to evolve more so than they could before and faster. So in my work, I've isolated 11 areas of the human experience that are completely important. And in my work, I start working with people to evolve each one of them energetically independently so that eventually we can rise like 11 notes all in the same octave. And those areas are the brain, the mind, the emotions, senses, imagination, body, energetics, imagination, I said that. And then we get into our spirituality, our consciousness, our soul, our third eye, all leading to this timeless self. So in my work, I'm able to use energy in very advanced ways, which is utilizing a lot of the consciousness new to the planet, but also my own devices. And I can start working with people's emotions to start evolving them from being the way they are now, keeping us captive. Our emotions are the element. We filter our whole daily experience through our mind and emotions, both of which in many ways are unpredictable. When we start evolving, the first thing we start evolving is our brain to stop thinking linearly, as we do now, taking things literally, and start processing in a different way, a much more expansive way. Our emotions, we start to heal and evolve, so they start becoming a lot less confrontational and uncontrollable, and they start becoming much more compatible, and they work with us more as a team. Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I mean, I want to kind of interject a little bit because I think there's a lot of information, and let's kind of break it down a little bit more.
Okay,
so,
sure.
The emotions, yeah. People's emotions oftentimes are all over the place and interferes with expansive, I'm going to call it expansive, or evolutionary thinking and evolutionary being. And so what your
sure.
work does at that level, because you talked about these 11 levels, but at the level of the emotional level, at the emotions,
right.
it has that ability to take the emotions beyond just the physical and beyond even the spiritual to a whole level of consciousness. Now, you talked about something earlier, that there are people on 2012 and 2013 that are waking up and that are expanding and experiencing so much more. And I believe that's certainly true, and I know many of us are here, you know, for that reason, to be a part of that, this very exciting process. But don't you think that because of that, because people are transforming and the planet is transforming, that not only those few but many other people are being influenced by that and sort of on an energetic level and being pulled into that expansiveness and consciousness? And how would you say that
yeah.
happened?
Yeah, I do, totally. In fact, I'm noticing that with a lot of my events. There are people that I'm meeting now who never really went through New Age elements. They never really practiced modalities. They never really got into Buddhism. They never really started, you know, being interested in Palladians or whatever it was. But the New Age has been wonderful for opening up people in various ways. But there's so many people now that just didn't go there for whatever reason. And now they're feeling themselves beginning to expand in ways that they can't quite understand yet, but they can feel the expansion. For whatever reason, they're being woken up is one way of looking at it. Another way is just that they're being, their bodies, their sensitivities, they're all very sensitive people. They know they have some kind of gift, not necessarily being psychic, but they just know they're not just... there's something about them. And so they are being woken, and I'm meeting so many of them that are not quite sure what to do. So they attend, you know, they're looking for it. And I think that there's so many just people that really wouldn't in their wildest dream, they could even understand what we're talking about on this show, that are also being affected by it, which is, if you look back on it historically, you know, during certain periods of time, certain people like Leonardo da Vinci or, you know, Michelangelo or different people would respond to those shifts during their time. And a lot of other people would just start to rise out with different awareness, and they would have a different expectation of life. They wouldn't necessarily go shooting forward on fast forward, but they all start moving up a little bit consciously. So that's happening now as well, but it's happening very, very quickly, more quickly than it's ever happened before.
Well, you know, and it's exciting. It's like I said earlier, and I totally agree, it's such an exciting time to be here. You talk a lot about the timeless self, and that is one of the levels that helped you, talking about your work focusing and moving people towards that evolution. What is,
yeah.
how could you define the timeless self for our listening audience today, Jason?
it's actually a lot simpler and a lot less cosmic in some ways than it sounds. As we've established and as we know, we live in a 3D world, and there's nothing wrong with that. And the what's happening with our the energies of consciousness that are shifting us, basically, the whole thing comes down to that we are shifting from third to fifth dimension. That's what this is all about. And in third dimension, we really cannot evolve quickly. We cannot evolve the way that we can now that these energies of consciousness, 2012 and 13, have arrived. They're allowing us to leave these human-centric elements and to move forward into a higher state of our being. So in my work, if I just were to come up with a few words, I help people go from three dimension to five dimension and start to be able to not just experience the energies of the fifth dimension, but to start becoming. So essentially, imagine humanity, and I don't know what length of time, but imagine humanity in 5, 10, 20,000 years, a million years, 6 years, I don't know. But how, if we were evolving on all these 11 different levels, and each one of them was reaching ever higher to a more advanced state of being, and eventually we would leave 3D existence for the most part, and we would be much more energetically and consciously expansive, alive. Our brains would be these different types of processing mechanisms. Our emotions wouldn't be as immature as they are now. So the whole thing is to help us to bridge the gap and to go through the process of moving from third to fifth dimension. So the timeless self is essentially when we reach this point where we do exist in a very different dimensional way and we don't have 3D limitations.
You know, I think even, I agree with that. I agree not having 3D limitations, but I even think that we can go beyond the fifth dimension, and many people are doing that. So it's not even that's the next step, because you can probably, and you and I have experienced this, be able to experience and be engaged in multiple dimensions simultaneously.
Yeah. Absolutely, but the goal is to become that. So a lot of my work is helping people not just to experience. I think in the workshops we did together, you were right there when I took people to higher dimensions, and you've done that on your own, no doubt. But the point is to evolve, not just experience, but to become, to start having these qualities, not just feeling them, but it becomes who you are, that your senses push out into a way that they're not necessarily just limited to the five senses we have and the six, that the emotions start rising in such a wonderful way that we're not being limited because our emotions are determined to keep us backwards. So, yeah, experiencing it is wonderful, and so many people can do that, which is a first step. But becoming that's who you are, and you're relating to yourself much more as a fifth-dimensional being trying to have a three-dimensional life than you are as a three-dimensional person having fifth-dimensional abilities.
So let's be practical for a moment, and you and I sometimes sometimes gets challenging. So somebody tuning in to the program today, I'm talking to Jason Morgan Taylor, Breaking Through Human-Centric Thinking, and they're wondering, how do we become the shift? What is the shift, and what is that timeless self? So can you describe to somebody, or how we would be, let's say you and I are walking down the street, we have that, we've evolved, we've become the shift, we are now that energetic, multidimensional being and timeless self, and we've moved beyond human-centric, what would we be doing? What would we be thinking? How would we be experiencing our lives and beyond?
Sure. Well, the first thing is that your whole sense of reality changes. Let me back up a little bit. The things I'm able to do professionally, for whatever reason, I have this remarkable ability to use energy in ways that I don't always understand myself, and they come from a variety of sources, but I'm able to use energy just about for any reason I want to help, within reason to a certain level. But I heal people's deep, horrible, traumatic past. I help people to get through, you know, not just difficulties, but I help people to start becoming a much more kind of purified sense of themselves. So when I'm working, I'm able to do remarkable things. Like my instincts are different. My energetic abilities, where I can move energy, shift energy, change it, reprocess it, do a lot of different things. And I have a different sense of knowing. My senses start stretching out in different ways. Imagine that that's just how you are all the time. And if in my world, all of us, when we evolve, all of us will be able to do what I can do. All of us will be able to do what a lot of other people could do as well. We're just really highly evolved, and we are not limited to just being, you know, a 3D human person. We develop these wonderful abilities of just being expansive and energetically proficient and able to do remarkable things all the time. It's just basically what I'm doing is utilizing what we will become someday and bringing the energies and that ability here now. So just using your imagination, what would we be like in 20,000 years? And so for me, when I was a kid, I could go to a sports arena and I could look at every single one of those people and I knew what their vibrations were. I could look at them individually. I knew what their issues were. I knew the stuff they needed to work on. So it's not so much glorifying me at all. It's just becoming that we become these beings but have all this expanse and all this ability and all this just natural ability to be non-physical and to be energetically proficient. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And I think it's exciting for people to think, well, this is how we are evolving, and we need a little bit. Sometimes we need a jolt. Sometimes we need some help. Sometimes we need to work with a teacher or a master to be able to help move us into these places and to help evolve. You talk about alchemy, and that's part of the work with evolution, alchemy, and working with that advanced human evolution. Can you describe a little bit, or maybe even take people through a mini, like, few-minute experience? Is that possible to do for us?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, great.
Absolutely. So, the root of my work is feeling the sensations of life around you, not feeling emotions, but allowing your body to become a sensor. You feel, people pick up crystals and they feel the energy go shooting up through their arm and they can feel it. You know, that's kind of easy. When you are energetically sensitive, you're able to feel energetics just flow right through you. So why don't we do this? So you and everyone else, let's do 5 minutes, if that's okay, of just a very quick sort of experience. So wherever you are, just relax. Just relax and breathe and start. You'll start feeling shifts if you're energetically sensitive. I work with people all over the world by cell phone, so it's moving energy great distances is not difficult when you do this sort of thing. But just breathe and just feel and let yourself drop a little bit. This is not meditation. This is something very dynamic, very alive, with shifts and feelings that perhaps you'll feel and the energy. But all the energies of advanced consciousness, of evolution, they get inside of you and they start shifting you higher. So just imagine that wherever you are, you're standing in some wide open place and you're feeling wind blowing on you from all these different directions. And it's blowing pretty hard and you're not enjoying it very much. Your hair is flying, your clothes are flying. You're feeling it really press very deeply on your face, on your skin, against you. And you're feeling like you're standing in the middle of a tornado. Make your body remember every time you've ever been in the wind and let your body feel like this is actually happening. Replicate the experience. So feel yourself being blown in the wind. Just feel it. And imagine just like that, 98% of your body mass just disappears. And that 2% that's still there spreads out all over your form inside, so that you're not quite transparent, but you're not real physical either. And the point of doing this, imagine the wind stops blowing against you and starts blowing through you like you are a screen window. What would that feel like of having wind pass right through your body and you have nerve sensors, you're feeling this? Just go into your knowing in your body and feel what would it be like to have wind blowing up against your rib cage. And you feel it, not just on your skin, you're feeling wind on the bones. You're feeling wind on your heart, wind on your lungs, wind on your spine, wind on your skull, wind going right through your brain. You're like this 3D screen, and you're feeling, or you're like a hologram, really, with 2% mass and 98% just flow. Just feel. Feel what it would be like also to be a person made of water. And you're wading through water, and you're feeling water flow right through you. Just a sensation, not the visual, just what would it feel like? We all walk in the ocean, we all walk through those little cold spots, the warm spots, the hot spots, whatever they are. We can feel the change. Imagine that flowing right through your chest. You can feel these flows. Now just breathe and relax. And imagine that the wind and the water flowing through you are not wind and water at all. They're very high frequency energies. You're feeling these energetic flows go through you. Now I've put the pedal down here and I'm sending, transmitting, whatever the right word is, I'm facilitating an energetic experience that if you can feel it, wonderful. But just keep breathing, relax. Perhaps you'll start feeling this expansion where everything spreads out and you feel like you are not just in your 3D body. You feel like there's a lot more to you, your awareness. It feels like you're the room, not just yourself. You're in this different sort of energetic sensation. And if those of you who have had your eyes closed, open your eyes and look around. And if you're feeling it, you're seeing things kind of like you're panning across the room. You're really not staring at anything directly. You're feeling like you're not quite coming out of your body, but you're not quite in it either.
Well, everything also feels sharper and clearer. And I'll share my experience a little bit, even though I've done some of this work before. Firstly,
sure.
That wind, I could not, I felt it, and I felt everything, like, ripping through me, and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I changed the wind. I made it more comfortable, even though I became the wind. It was the kind of wind that I liked that was just breezy and
sure.
Everywhere, and to me, that was just, I liked being a part of that than more of that tornado kind of wind. And the water.
Sure, the only reason.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the only reason I did that was just try to sensitize the chest and sensitize people to feel energy in a different way. So you taking and extrapolating what you did is brilliant. Absolutely. You change it to whatever feels comfortable. Good.
Well, I did experience exactly what you were saying, and I felt it like ripping, and I felt my rib cage, and I heard it, and not only did I hear it externally, but I heard what was going on internally, and I had a real visceral response to that, so I needed to shift it. Now, the water was something totally, totally different experience for me. The water was, and I'm a water sign, so the water was just.
Yeah.
Beautifully flowing, and I was immediately the water. So that's a wonderful experience. And you do feel different. I mean, it's subtle. It could be very subtle for some people, or it could be very profound. It depends on where they are in their evolutionary consciousness. But I thank you for that. I think it's great.
If I could add one more thing. All those are is exercises. Those are just getting you sensitized to feel the more dramatic and the more, you know, the things that come after that. The real evolution starts occurring after you sensitize enough, and then you start being able to, you know, experience and shift through many more levels and layers of dimensional experience.
Well, yeah, I remember you taking us to some other other place beyond this earth, I do that by myself anyway, but that was
sure.
a whole experience,
yeah.
just becoming and playing and being creative in all these different places, and that was very
yeah,
wonderful.
Good.
You are actually doing a lot of workshops. I know you're at Bliss Body Studio. I'm also going to be there, I think, in March and April. So can you tell us a little bit about some of the upcoming events and also how people can get a hold of you? You have a new website, and I love it. It's just beautiful. Great job.
Well, thanks. Yeah, I've, over the past 2.5 years, I've been traveling around the country, and I spent most of it in Mount Shasta and in Sedona. I came east to see some family, and a friend of mine had volunteered to set up some sessions here for me, and I did some sessions for her. And so I thought, that's great, events, actually. But she started booking me around Philadelphia, in the New Jersey and in Pennsylvania. And it just hit. The people I'm feeling here are ahead of the curve for whatever reason. So I am doing, over here in Doylestown, I just did a weekend workshop. It was 3 days, and I have what I'm calling a master course coming up, which is 1 weekend for 5 months, 1 weekend a month. Where in my workshops you experience and you start to shift. In the master courses, you learn how to do it. And so I'm doing it here and also in Bliss Body in Collingswood at Lisa O'Brien's place. I'm doing a smaller version on just Sundays alone of a one-day master course. We've already done one. And you learn, each one of them has various themes, but essentially it's all helping you shift and move from 3D to 5D, taking you through different processes and sequences. And then teaching you, the core of my work is all about self-empowerment. You don't learn the Jason method. You don't need to go for masters. You don't need to learn modalities. Essentially, you learn beautiful energetics so you can lead your life the way you want to. My website is www.jasontaylormorgan.com, and you can find that easily, and all the contact information is on it, but that's jasontaylormorgan.com.
And, folks, I really encourage you to go to the website. Now, are all your classes listed there, too, for people in case they want to?
Yeah, they are. Yeah. I also do private work. Obviously, I work with people all over the world, and I do it by phone. I do programs. I do single sessions, but you really can't do a lot of evolving in a single session. So my work generally breaks down to 3, 5, 7, 9, 11, 15, 21 sessions that takes you through the process.
Just think it's wonderful, and people, I encourage you to go to the website and really kind of look around and get more information on quantum energetics. We've just touched upon it so briefly, and there's more. And it's interesting, Jason, because many people think, well, you can't. Now, you and I do energy work over the phone and Skyping and whatever. People think, how do you do that? It's not possible. I need to actually be there. So can you, in about like a minute, can you explain that? Because I think people need to understand what that means.
Well, energy is the core of everything. Every rock, every thought, planet Mars, grass, body functions, everything is energy. And energy, it takes energy to change energy. And energy responds to how thoughts are formed. So it's really lifts it into the fifth dimension of being able to work with people in any location rather than in the same room. It's just the law of energetics. What I do is really as much quantum science and relativity as it is spirituality. I really work with how the universe works, that you can shift energy and change energy over long distances because it's not a substance. It's not a sound. It's something which is much more evolved. I'm not sure I'm explaining it right, but it's just being able to use energy at long distance when you're feeling more evolved and have more evolved capabilities is very easy.
Well, energy can't be contained, and energy has a continuous way of flowing and expanding, and it's not limited by time, it's not limited by space or direction.
Right.
Or physicality or anything like, or emotionality or anything like that. So it can move beyond. And so being able to do
the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension, as you know, is space and time. And so energy, anything in the fourth dimension doesn't follow any rule except the fourth dimension, which is timelessness, which is flow, which is immediacy. So yes, go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, that's fine. So basically what we're saying here is that it is possible. Not only is it possible, it's very profound. And sometimes people say that they're getting much more of a profound experience by working that way than in person. And it's interesting.
Yeah.
So and some people
you're
like to do that.
You're not distracted. In person there are many distractions. You're sitting with each other. You're looking, you're noticing, you're feeling their energy, like right in the same room. When I work with people long distance, it's just myself, where they're sitting, and the energy. I'm not distracted by their physical presence.
Right, and sometimes they're the ones
more profound.
Yeah. that are so distracted that they lose their
they don't experience
focus. So this way
yeah,
it's more profound
totally.
For them. Well, yeah. Jason, it's been wonderful, and folks, he's in the area, like he said. In Doylestown, that's in Pennsylvania, and Collingswood, that's in New Jersey, for those of us who are in this area. And if not, Jason is available. We've been talking by phone to really get an incredibly, and I'm going to use the word enhanced, evolved, evolutionary experience of quantum energetics and more, and be able to really move you forward and in more self-empowerment and become more of that, less of that human-centric person being into that timeless self, as Jason's been so aptly describing. So thank you for sharing your time. Thank you for that wonderful mini experience. I know that shifted me in just, it was probably under 3 minutes, but it had a dramatic effect.
Well, I want to thank you, Joanne, because I admire and appreciate your work so much, and it really is, to me, it's the real deal, and you have such a wonderful gift and such a wonderful generosity that I really respect you, and as your friend, but also just professionally. You're one of the ones who really are doing the right stuff and helping people evolve and move forward in the right way without a lot of New Age rigmarole. You're really a beautiful human being, so thank you so much for having me on the show.
My pleasure, and it really is my pleasure, and we will stay in touch because I just love your energy. And folks, experience Jason Morgan Taylor. You will just really not only be amazed, but you will feel incredible shifts and really be able to move yourself forward more quickly. Doesn't it happen more quickly when you start this work?
Absolutely.
Jason?
Yeah, it's on fast forward. You evolve. It's very challenging process. It's not all bliss. There's an awful lot of challenge that goes along with that. But yes, you do move very fast, faster than ever before.
All right. So full speed ahead. Thanks again, Jason. Have a blessed day.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Take care.
Okay. Thank you so much.
So, folks, Jason is an amazing soul, an amazing being, and really take a glance at his work and find out. But I want you to know something, too. I have this book called Sense Your Way to Life Satisfaction, and you can find it at www.drjoannewhite.com. And I talk about actually moving beyond the 5 senses to 8 senses. So we really get expansive with that about really how to get out there and experience. Once you begin to experience life in a more profound way, you can even take that sensory experience and move it forward. What's also important to me is last night I was at Camden County College, and I teach alternative classes there, and I was teaching people about introducing them to their psychic potential. Jason and I touched upon that today. And what I found fascinating is that many of these people came there, they were feeling and knowing that there was something going on with them. Sometimes people were getting prophetic messages in their dreams or just feelings or sensations or knowings or whatever. And somebody asked a question and said, is it possible to become psychic if you don't have these gifts? And as Jason and I were talking today, that came to mind. And what I want to say to you is that we are evolving, as Jason was saying all throughout the show, and we are becoming more of just more of who we are, more this multifaceted, multidimensional being. And as we're doing that, that intuitive, that psychic, that sixth sense, whatever you want to call it, is also opening up more strongly than ever before for many people. You didn't have to come into this world having very special gifts, although some people did, and that's great. But there is a way to actually access that information and to learn how to expand yourself to be able to receive information in all the special receptors. So tune in. And also, just know that I do soul work, soul readings, and I do a lot of work, as Jason does, by phone and also by Skype. So take your day today, take a breath, and decide today, make one thought today, what you're going to do differently for you. Maybe it's taking a different route home from work. Maybe it's doing something different with your child that you've done before. Maybe it's doing something special for you. But oftentimes we get stuck in doing things in the exact same way, the exact same time. So to begin from a very simple place, to begin shifting yourself, decide to do something differently that you haven't done before. And it, again, it doesn't have to be anything large or anything that takes you out of the way. Something very small to begin to allow yourself to recognize that you are more than the habitual being than you were yesterday or this morning or the day before that. This is Dr. Joanne White, and it's always a pleasure to be here and to bring incredible guests and information for you and to share their gifts and their energy, and most of all, to share you, to be with you, and to be able to be with you wherever you are and reach you and hopefully be able to allow you to feel and experience just the wondrous possibilities that are here. So I want to thank you for who you are, and thanks for tuning in. And next week, we're tuning in to Chef Dominique, who actually can teach us, and he will, how to transform healthy cooking into an extraordinary event. He's been all over the world, and he's come up with his own specialized way of preparing food, and he also has his own show on television. So tune in next week. And until next week, think about you and do whatever you need to do to move yourself forward and to power your life. Have a blessed day, and thanks for sharing your time with us.
You've been listening to the Power Your Life radio show with your host and author, Dr. Joanne White. Listen often and spread the word about the Upbeat Show to grow your life in the direction you desire. Listen again and again by visiting divatoolbox.com and blogtalkradio.com. Thank you for sharing your day with us, and stay tuned for more exciting guests and events to come.